Malians often say that if you want to understand their country politics in the last decades, one has to consider the bridges that have been built across the Niger River that stretches along Mali's capital, Bamako. The first bridge was built by the French in the colonial time in the 50s, then the second bridge was built by Saudi Arabia in the 90s, thereby expressing the growing role of Saudi monarchies and Libya in the country that has so much to do with the current outgrowth of militant Islamism in the country. And then the third bridge was built in the 21st century by China, and it is by far the largest and most well-functioning bridge in the whole city and in the whole country. Now, the interest of China in Mali has a lot to do with the large availability of land, arable and fertile land in Mali, but also with the significant gold mines that are present there. One should not forget that Mali is the third African producer of gold, right after South Africa and Ghana. And these are among the reasons why China has so much invested in the UN peacekeeping operation taking place in Mali right now. This is the largest ever mission China has ever undertaken under UN banner. And this also marks a significant shift in China's foreign policy and in China's strategy vis-à-vis UN peacekeeping operation, thereby highlighting the willingness of China to have a more significant role in global security and in global peace. A further element that one should consider when trying to understand the interactions between China and West Africa, and Mali in particular, is the one related to illicit economies. Indeed, between China and West Africa, there have been, in the last few years, significant patterns of exchanges linked to illicit goods, such as counterfeit cigarettes, or narcotic drugs, and especially methamphetamines. Counterfeit cigarettes are generally produced in China, processed in Dubai, and then shipped to West Africa in places such as Nigeria, Benin, or Ghana, and from there brought across Sahel and especially across Mali and Niger to the final consuming country, which include especially countries in the Maghreb, such as Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, but also, of course, European countries. From the other side, Nigeria and Mali are known to be major producers of methamphetamine, which are heavily consumed in East Asia and also in China. So the links between these two economic activities are very significant and must not be forgotten when trying to make sense of the existing relationships and the existing perceptions of trade between Africa and China.